Now, illegally copying files containing music and films doesn't necessarily mean performers lose money. This, according to new research from a team that's been led by Glasgow University. The group of seven universities, a consortium known as CREATE, has been analysing a decade's worth of studies on file sharing. It found policies to legislate against illegal file sharing may be flawed because we don't properly understand why people do it. Well, Professor Martin Kretschmer from Glasgow University is the director of CREATE. He's with us, along with Martin Brown from the Performers Union Equity, which is part of the Creative Coalition campaign to combat illegal file sharing. Good morning to both of you.
Good morning.
Professor
Good morning.
Kretschmer, first of all, does your research tell us then that what we've heard from the music and the movie industry for years now has been wrong?
Well, first I should correct. We are commissioning this study and launching it today. The research actually has been carried out by a team of behavioral economists and psychologists at the University of East Anglia. They're part of the consortium of CREATE, which is led out of the University of Glasgow.
And what have they come up with?
Yeah. So the, as you rightly said in the introduction, piracy, digital copying has been blamed for catastrophic decline in several industries, particularly the music industries, but the picture is not the same across many sectors. Films have become more profitable, and the video games wouldn't probably exist in the way we know them now without the internet.
Although it sounds counterintuitive to say that actually the industry has become more profitable, because one would imagine that if people are in essence downloading movies or music and not paying for it, then somebody has to be a loser in that.
It's not necessarily the case. The studies reviewed show that the people who download most also spend the most. And that's a consistent finding across three countries in big representative samples. So there may still be a decline because half the population, say, replaces their collection. But for another part of the population, they buy more, they spend more because they explore and download and are very passionate about particular types of content. So if you want to convert customers, if you want to convert infringers into customers, you have to find out how they tick, what makes them make their decisions.
Well, we'll ask you that in just a second,
yeah.
But let me just bring in Martin Brown at this stage from Equity, the Performers Union. It seems in essence, Martin, that what we're hearing from the professor is that some people potentially like to try before they buy, but they do go on to buy. So has the music industry and the film industry to an extent been crying wolf over these recent years?
I think this is a really interesting piece of research. I think we do need to understand much more what the individual motivation is for illegal downloading, and through that, understand more what impact it has on the industry. Equity is part of the Creative Coalition because our members do have, first of all, an investment of their time in these products, and also the ability to earn from them as they sell. And so it is important for us to understand that. The Creative Coalition's position is that it is theft to take a copyrighted piece of work off the internet. But I do understand the professor's point that if people are people who are the biggest downloaders, also the biggest spenders, that is an interesting connection, and I think we need to know more about that. So I absolutely welcome this piece of research as a valuable contribution to the debate.
Well, tell us more then, Professor. What is your understanding of why people would illegally file share?
Well, I think I need to step one back. It's a very controversial area, and many studies commissioned here are commissioned by stakeholders or by particular groups who have an interest. And this study is the first study which reviews the complete field systematically. So all peer-reviewed publications over 10 years have been systematically analyzed for the methods they use for the sector they address. And what we find is that the research is basically biased towards particular sectors. So they look predominantly at music, a little bit at software and film. There's almost nothing on video games, very little on e-books. So first we find, therefore, that policy recommendations for stronger enforcement, let's say, they will derive from one particular sector, which may not work for another. And secondly, most of the studies use self-reporting. So they use not actual behavior, what people do, but what they say they do and what they say they might spend. And what we need is much more empirical studies which look at actual behavior. So we can identify what causes behavior. And as my colleague and the other speaker indicated, if we understand what makes people tick, we have a much better opportunity to tune policies.
Well, Martin Brown, I mean, obviously more research from what you're both saying is required here, but do you think that the legislation against file sharing is actually a deterrent up until now, and might there be a need for a new approach?
Well, actually, I think that this research may throw a new and interesting light on exactly how the legislation works as a deterrent. It will be a deterrent for some people. It won't be for others. I mean, I think it's important that we have legislation that properly reflects what's going on. And I think I completely support what the professor has said, that the research has been much more skewed towards the music industry. And for very obvious reasons, music files were the very first and the easiest files to be shared across the internet because they were much, much smaller than a feature film file or a games file. And so I think we don't have sufficient research to understand exactly how people are illegally downloading films and games. And that would be, I think, very much welcomed.
Well, as you say, interesting stuff, and obviously more to come from Glasgow University and others. In the meantime, gentlemen, thank you both very much for joining us this morning. Professor Martin Kretschmer there from Glasgow University and Martin Brown from the Performers Union Equity. The time is 13 minutes to 7.